This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
This happened. You talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Oh, hi there, and welcome to a Friday edition of the warm-up program. Jerry Recco is here. He's in the bullpen over area, we call that, the newsroom, and he'll be in for Boomer today. Boomer figured out his Air Canada app yesterday, thanks to Gio helping
nice
him.
Day.
Yep, and he is on his way to Canada for some sort of man's hockey trip where his team goes and plays. So I've got, so Jerry is in for Boomer. Gio is here. Eddie is here. CeeLo is in for Jerry. Good morning, CeeLo.
Oh, good morning, Al. Happy Friday to you. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
I saw yesterday as I was perusing Twitter that Evan and Tiki were going to have Mayor Adams on.
It's too bad Boomer's not here today to discuss that.
Yeah, it is too bad. And first of all, I was like, what a disaster. I mean, talk about a guy no one's interested in hearing from. It's the mayor of New York. So I was like, huh, this is a weird. And they promoted it like, good news. We've got the guy you all want to hear from, the mayor. So I did go back and listen in super fast forward. The clips I saw on social media were all about, I guess the main reason he was on was for the soccer stadium.
NYCFC, yeah, over by Citi Field.
Yeah, we're all very interested in getting over to Citi Field to see us. I mean, no one goes there for a Met game. You think we were going to go to the soccer?
Well, they're building up the area, right? Getting rid of the chop shops, putting in shopping and stores and all that stuff, right? Well,
what about my family's been in the chop shop business all these years? All of a sudden, you're kicking us out? Yeah, that's right. I don't even know what a chop shop is, 100%.
Like, yeah, that's probably not the proper terminology here in 2024.
It sounds wrong. Like, to me, if I hear chop shop, I steal a car. I bring it over there.
Right.
They strip it for parts and sell it. And then but I'm sure that's not what that's not legal. So I'm sure that's not what a chop shop is.
Or what's happening there in Queens outside of Citi Field. Yeah, I don't know.
But they treat it like it's an illegal business. If they're illegal businesses, why'd you let them sit there all these years?
I don't
years?
Know that we treat it like it's an illegal business. It's just not the most aesthetically pleasing area. So I think they're trying to change that and make the environment and the vibe around Citi Field a little bit more welcoming and conducive to like a family atmosphere.
Fair
How's
enough.
That?
So I saw the meeting. It was all about soccer. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. So I did fast forward to see, did they ask him any things about, I don't know, how New York City is a complete dump. And just coming in today, Eddie and I were coming in the same time. What do I see? Eddie talking to someone tweaking out on drugs, like legitimately skinny tweaking out. And then another dude looking for drug money. Like, this is what's going on. So they did ask him a few non-easy sports questions.
I would hope Evan being the big political guy.
By the way, not a lot.
Well, you got to know your audience. That's fair, right? I mean, it's a sports talk radio station. It's not a political talk station as much as you might think it is.
No one wants to hear from. It is the minute you bring a mayor on in a city that's an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
Then, I'm sorry, you can't. It's like when Mike brought on A-Rod. asked him one question about steroids.
He lied.
He's like, oh, we're done. Moving on. I'm sorry, you can't do that. So they did ask him, strangely, about the COVID vaccines, which was strange. And then Tiki goes, you know, the city was dangerous. It feels less dangerous now. No, it doesn't. Sorry, Tiki. You don't ride the subways, neither do I.
I do.
But you read the news.
I don't
feel
unsafe on the subway. Myself.
I've
never experienced anything that would make me feel unsafe.
So you've never seen anything bizarre going on?
What define bizarre? I mean, are there...
Not normal things you would see in a Walmart.
Nothing extreme.
No.
No. Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying it. Obviously, it happens. It occurs.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I know there are people that have obviously had unsafe things happen to them.
Yes.
Very bad things happen on the subway.
Yeah.
My counter to that, Al, with nothing to back it up other than my own personal experiences, and I don't ride it every day, but I ride it fairly regularly. I've had my wife and kids on it going to a Ranger game. Like, you know.
You should be... That means,
anyway,
should look into you.
My point is, in this day and age, we hear about things that happen much easier, faster, quicker, more regularly than we once did.
All right.
That's so the crazy stuff we read about, the headlines about, you know, someone still got stabbed with a screwdriver or whatever, as terrible as it is and as crazy as it sounds and would make you never want to go near where that occurred.
Correct.
Crime has been happening in the New York City area for a very long time.
Correct. But crime, even though you may say we hear about it more,
mm-hmm.
statistically speaking, there is more crime.
Is it? It's up?
Correct.
Since when? COVID? Since Adams took, like, where are we?
Well, crime was terrible in the city.
Right.
And then Giuliani cleaned it up.
Yeah.
And then it stayed good for a while. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bloomberg kept it nice. After Bloomberg left and de Blasio came in, it's been a disaster.
Wrong direction.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. I'm not here to argue that. And I'm not defending either of those two guys either, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I work in Midtown. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you're crazy. Like, I would never get on a subway anymore. Right. I did.
I know you wouldn't, but yeah.
No more.
Yeah, right.
I value
you had that one
life.
Experience that was someone... Where were you guys going?
And Gio and I
videoed it?
Yeah. I had not been on the subway in years.
That was
years.
Gio? Okay.
And then Gio and I were going up to do an NFL draft show in Midtown, and guys were shirtless breakdancing in my face.
Yeah, that's right.
Goodbye.
That's right.
Never again.
That was the end of it for you. Forget the crime numbers. That checked you off.
That's
right
crime
there.
To
I'm
me.
I'm never coming back.
Yeah.
That's crime? Come
it
on.
Is. That's crime to me.
Yeah.
They were begging for money and in my face.
And you're watching this happen?
Yeah, I was watching it happen right in front
in
of my
face.
Eyeballs.
Yep.
So I am sick. It's just weird. Like, when you put a politician on, that's a no-win situation.
For who? For Evan and Tiki?
For the audience, yeah.
Okay.
Because most people do not like the person in office.
You're talking about it in this
general.
Specific example?
I'm just saying in general. Most people in most places don't like the person in office.
Most people in
most places.
Okay.
Like, because when someone gets in office,
all right,
it's impossible for them really to clean everything up,
right.
So you hate them.
Approval numbers are higher at the beginning of the term.
Yes, for
have
sure.
A tendency to go down
over
time. All right.
Right. Like, all the people that voted for Biden probably are not thrilled with Joe Biden now.
I would think so.
Right?
Yeah.
That's just the thing. This is how it is.
Or his administration.
Although there are guys that, like Giuliani, I think people liked.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Bloomberg, I think people liked.
Mm-hmm.
Obama people seem to like,
right.
Bill Clinton.
Sure.
But there are other people, mostly politicians, when they're in office, we don't like them. So it's tough to bring a guy on and not hammer him with all the things that are wrong.
And the other thing to consider here, and I don't know this, and I'm sure they would maybe counter it and say it wasn't the case. I'm assuming that in order for Mayor Adams to agree to come on the show, there were probably certain topics or issues that were... off limits? Is that
right.
fair to say?
Which you never agree to.
Right. And there, even if they were agreed to, I'm sure no one's going to admit to that on either side.
Right.
But that would be my guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It just threw me off yesterday when
fair
I saw
enough.
That.
Okay. What else you got, Al?
Talk about a soccer stadium.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, more controversy, CeeLo. This is happening, also is playing out on social media. The Mets have a guy that goes to the Mets games who has, this was not a name he's come up with, but people call him the Mets rally pimp.
Right.
A pimp, someone being in charge of
Oh, thanks. You're
going to
define that for everybody?
Yeah, yeah.
For those that may not be aware.
Yeah. So, really, it's a guy who just wears neon outfits. When I think of a pimp, classic pimp, I don't think of a guy wearing neon outfits. But anyway, he's called the Mets rally pimp. People seem to like the Mets rally pimp. They're winning. But Andy Martino is not happy with the rally pimp.
Yeah.
Writing on social media, pimp imagery is problematic on so many levels. Let's think about it for 2 seconds. Can we please not make this a big part of the 2024 Mets imagery? Then he wrote, Q replies about woke culture, blah, blah. I don't care. I'm right about this. What are your thoughts?
Shut the F up.
What are your thoughts on the Mets rally pimp, CeeLo?
Doesn't offend me personally. And honestly, I would have just kind of shrugged my shoulders at what Andy had to say there until the last line about the I'm right about this. Well, I mean, that's your opinion. Other people have theirs. I mean, whatever.
Where does Andy work these days?
SNY.
That's his main, he's not a writer somewhere. He's just,
I mean,
SNY.
He writes for their website, and he is also a significant on-air contributor for SNY across multiple shows.
Listen, I like a man taking a stand. I mean, it is a little strange. I mean, the guy didn't call himself a pimp, nor do I think he's dressed like a pimp.
Right. As you pointed out, he's just dressed in some
neon
regalia. Right.
But Andy's also right in that.
Does he have the cane?
I don't know if he has a cane. I've seen some pictures. I don't see a cane. I don't know how.
Who gave him the name?
I guess because he was in a neon fur coat.
Right, but who decided
that?
This
I'm
is
not
what
sure
we're
about.
Call this guy.
I wanted to read about it on Newsday, but I'm blocked.
You're not a subscriber. Yeah.
So I can't. Unfortunately,
find
I can't
this
read
tweet
that
from Andy yesterday as I scrolled.
Yeah,
back.
He's a
no
prolific
cane in that photo.
He's a prolific tweeter. So
Mets record
down there
since the appearance of the rally pimp 9-3.
9-3 Mets. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People love the rally pimp.
How could you not when the record's 9-3?
The Angels
were 3-9. He'd be
The Angels had the rally monkey. That was fun. I like a rally monkey.
Yeah, rally monkey. I mean, not so much for the Yankee fan at the time.
Yeah,
but yeah.
You know, wrestling had the pimp character.
Doesn't shock me.
Pimping ain't easy. Is what they would say. A lot of rap songs about pimps. So we do like pimps some ways.
I don't know. I wouldn't say
pimps and hoes.
Do you think there are actual real pimps still around?
Probably. I wouldn't say that so much that we like pimps.
Yeah.
It's just the word, and I guess the title or the role has sort of been accepted in pop culture.
Is
that fair to say?
It seems more like something from the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, even though I'm sure there are...
Phased out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people doing pimp roles.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
In charge of prostitutes.
Quietly.
Correct. I don't think they're in pink furs saying, look at me, I'm a pimp, come arrest me.
Trying to rally the Mets at Citi Field.
Yeah. So, I mean, the 7 line, who is the leader of Mets fans, they went all in on Andy Martino.
I'm sure.
Yesterday or the day before, I just saw a bunch of just... They were like going all in on him.
Yeah. Well, people have come after Andy for many things over the years.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Baseball-related items.
Mm-hmm.
I've used items because I'm sitting here with you. You love that word.
Yeah, I love items.
So this is nothing new for him.
Okay.
I don't know how much he is in his replies.
Andy, he's in those replies.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't just fire off an anti-pimp tweet and then not look at your replies. It's hard. It's hard to do. You'll launch something like
that.
But
he's probably not volleying back.
Pimps.
Yeah, throw that out there.
Yeah, you're right. He's probably not volleying back.
Yeah.
He's reading, but he's not volleying back.
All right.
Do you think anyone at SNY is like, we love the rally pimp here at SNY. Please don't bat him out the rally pimp.
I don't think so. No, I don't think because he didn't say anything like, I don't think he said anything offensive or derogatory or anything like that. In fact, his point's kind of the opposite. He's trying to, you know, I think, discredit and knock down that culture.
The pimp culture.
Pimp and prostitute. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody,
which I understand.
Somebody made a great point. He's dressed less like a pimp and more like I forget who wrote this, or I would give them credit. More like an extra in a Jane Fonda workout video from the 80s.
I thought we were going to go maybe something from the disco era, but yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, it's more like a 1980s neon sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm for the – I think I'm going to vote on the side of for the Mets rally pin.
Yeah, it's harmless.
It's harmless.
I don't think
fun.
At least to this point, based on what I've seen.
Now, if he rolled up to the Met games – with a prostitute on each arm and was bouncing around.
The cane, the ring.
Yeah, maybe. And he was making the women, you know, go get me a beer. That I'm not interested in.
Right.
But just showing up solo in some neon, calling himself Mets rally pimp.
Is he calling himself that?
No, you're right.
I don't know. Maybe
no, he's
he
not.
Is.
Okay. He was called Mets rally
Someone pimp. Else deemed him that.
He's just showing up as a Met fan. Choosing neon colors from his closet.
For all we know, he agrees with Andy Martino's take on the matter.
That's true. He might be like, maybe I'm not a rally pimp.
Mm.
Maybe I don't want to be known as rally pimp.
I don't want to be a pimp.
Maybe he was like, I'll dress in 80s neon. I'll be the 80s guy at the Mets games.
Whoops.
And then people were like, you're a pimp.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah. You're now a pimp and everyone hates
you. Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, nothing you can do about it.
Ah.
So when does the rally pimp get to go? Well, the Mets go to the West Coast.
Starting tonight, six games. Yep. Dodgers and Giants.
Dodgers, Giants. And
Yamamoto tonight, Al.
Is that right?
That is right.
This is the guy that spurned the Mets?
And the Yankees.
And the Yankees.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
He's going up against Sean Manaea.
Manaea, yes.
Omar Manaea's son.
No.
Sean Manaea.
Different spelling.
Versus Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yes, a lot of syllables in that one.
Here's the other thing, though, if you're the Mets rally pimp. Now you have to go to home games. Like, it was probably I'll go to a couple games. Now he's like, oh, now I got to go to every
it's your
game.
Duty and obligation.
Yeah.
At least while they're still playing good baseball.
Right. If they lose a lot, he's got to change up his... Maybe he's like, the pimp's going away.
Or just disappear forever.
Or we could pretend the pimp went to jail, and then a whole nother character comes out.
A cleaner.
Yeah, a cleaner,
more politically
more
correct.
Like, character. Would you let your children take a photo with the Mets rally pimp?
That's
a good question.
I don't, yeah.
Because it's just a guy in neon, right?
Yeah.
It's a fun guy
Nothing
in
offensive
neon.
About the costume.
No, that's true.
I don't have to tell them that he's considered the Mets rally pimp and what a pimp is.
Correct.
Yeah.
You don't have to go into it. If you want to, you can, but
maybe down the road somewhere. They're a little young for that, I'd say.
That's your decision as a parent.
Correct. Yeah.
Pimping ain't easy. I don't know what you heard about me. There's a lot of pimp songs.
Was that you just attempting to do 50 Cent?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know there's curses in there, but I'm a
The name of that song, I believe, is
Pimp, P-I-M-P.
Yeah. With the period,
period.
The period is in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's quite a first segment. The mayor of New York and Pimpin' Ain't Easy.